This is the best of Amber and Billows on Sunraysia's Hit 99.5.
Fine, stop pestering me. I'll tell you all about my amazing game of basketball last night, Amber. God!
So you've been in training. You formed a social team with some of the crew from Harvey Norman, a couple of ring-ins.
Yeah, Simon from Sunraysia Home Loans, he's part of it as well.
What a team. It's Sunraysia's dream team, guys. Get behind it.
It really is not. We did. We had our first game last night, played down at in the Chaffey Secondary Stadium.
Yep.
And the fitness is still not returning, Amber.
It will come. And because it's only a social league.
Yeah. Everyone's a little bit on the same page, but we're having fun and that's the main thing.
What's your team name?
The Chicken Dinners. Winner, winner, chicken dinner, it says on our jersey.
Except you didn't win.
Amber, so if you're asking me if I top scored last night, then yes, I did, okay?
Are you happy?
Are you happy? Is that what you want to hear?
Because I can find out very easy if you're lying to me.
You can. I got 6 points last night, as did Josh from Harvey Norman. So we both got 6 points. Top scorers for our team. Did we get done by 30 points? Maybe. Allegedly. If you really want to be a statistician. Statistician, I'm sorry.
So who's the LeBron on your team?
Probably me.
Oh. Who's the Kobe on your team?
Probably me as well.
You can't be both.
I don't know, Emma. 6 points.
Okay, so claiming to be LeBron.
Can you hear me wheezing, by the way?
Yeah.
I haven't. This was 12 hours ago we played, and I still haven't got my breath back yet.
We'll have to get you an asthma puffer, mate.
Mate, you need to get me a younger body. That's what you need.
Clear my Tuesday nights. I'll be attending every game.
Oh, please do.
Can I commentate?
To yourself
again.
There's
a game.
You can commentate to yourself all you like, mate.
Oh, if you want spectators to come and watch, they'll obviously come for the commentating, which would be me. I know nothing about basketball.
Have you ever watched a full game of basketball? This seems like a flawed plan.
It's a bit of rebounds, some dribbling.
There was all of the above,
some
Amber.
Jump shots. I'm excited. I want like a weekly report though. So every Wednesday, old Weezin' Billows is going to do a report.
Look, I'm going to have an asthma attack if I try too much.
But, do not.
Naughty or sporty, we do it at 6:40.
I was willing to risk the asthma attack that you may have had, drama queen.
Naughty or sporty, 6:40, Amber.
What do we got?
We got a naughty one. I know. Apparently there's a new trend in Hollywood, Amber.
Okay.
And people are getting injections to make their nipples look like Kendall Jenner's. Discuss.
Well, it wasn't all that long ago that people were getting injections to make their lips look like Kylie Jenner's.
Well, I completely understand cosmetic surgery. Like, if you're not comfortable in your own skin and something like a boob job will help with that, more power to you.
I also agree with that. Do what you want to do.
Yeah. I do find nipple injections a little bit weird.
Just think about, like, the actual needle going into the nip.
Yep.
Like, ouchie.
Here's a quote from someone who was part of this documentary they were doing. I love Kendall Jenner.
Made a documentary about Kendall Jenner's about
designer,
nipples.
No, it's more about designer nipples, this doco. I love Kendall Jenner, and I love that she doesn't wear a bra. You can see her nipples. You can't see her nipples, but you can see the pointiness. I think there's something really sexy and feminine about it. So
it's like a liberating feeling.
Yep.
So I get it as well, and I try not to wear a bra wherever possible. But I mean, what do you do? Just like. Rub some ice cubes on your nips or something.
Well, that's not sustainable all day, is it, Amber?
Well, you can't move just be somewhere around. Cold. What? I don't know.
You want nice nipples? Go to Ballarat. Do people with weird nipples know they've got weird nipples?
I don't know. Constitutes a weird nipple? I mean, everyone's like, I've never seen two nipples that look the same.
You know when you see it. I think we can all agree with that.
It's probably a big insecurity for lots of people.
Because I understand. Flat-chested girls probably know they're pretty flat-chested. But do weird nippled people know they are?
Depends how many nipples you've seen. I mean, if you've never seen another nipple, you probably live your whole life thinking your nipples are normal.
It probably looking. Also...
Oh, I don't like the word normal looking when we're talking about nipples, because they're all different.
Probably also comes down to how many nipples you've got. Because if you've got any more or less than two, that's weird. I need you to know that right now.
a lot of conversation happening around the country at the moment about marijuana legalization.
Yeah, there's been, I saw that they have legalized it in Victoria for medicinal use. So I think there was 106 patients in Victoria that have now been given the all clear to use it as part of their treatment, which could pave the way for... Obviously, there's going to be more applications to use it because it has been proven to be very good with cancer pain management and appetite, bringing that back. But the next step, according to the Greens, could be legalising it for recreational use.
Yes. So Senator Richard Di Natale says that obviously marijuana needs to be controlled in a more tight environment. Well,
you'd go to a cannabis shop as opposed to going to a cannabis dealer in a back alley. Or so basically, his point, what I can gather, is you take it out of the hands of the criminals and you put it in a controlled environment where you know what you're getting, the government can tax it, and the only people, his point was, that gain from the current model is drug dealers. So this way... It's safer, and it
controlled,
can be taxed.
And it's not earth-shattering. It has been recreationally legalized in other countries and states in America. I think Colorado.
Colorado was one of the first in America, I believe. And they've got lots of extra money in their budget now because of all the taxable weed they've sold.
I mean, there's huge taxes and profits coming in from the alcohol and tobacco industries as well, both of which, in my opinion and a lot of other people's opinion, are terrible drugs.
Yeah. Like, I'm not going to be on my high horse here at all. I love to have a drink.
Me too.
But if you're against marijuana legalization, but you're fine with alcohol being legal, then you're a hypocrite.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. It's really that simple. 100%. Because alcohol, ask any police officer on the street, alcohol is awful.
Yeah.
Drunks beat their wives, beat their kids. Stoners don't.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. It's just that simple.
Yeah. So I think this is going to trigger a lot of interesting conversations in lots of homes around the country and probably like conversations you've never had before with your family and friends about marijuana legalization.
I think the best thing to do is do some up-to-date reading for yourself because there is a lot of outdated hearsay, but doesn't it lead to this? And it's like, well, research has shown that no, it doesn't things like that. Have a read. It's very interesting, if nothing else.
Yeah, absolutely. Sunraysia, I need your help.
What's going on, Pumpkin?
So yesterday I was watching a Post Malone film clip for his track Psycho. Baby girl, psycho, little mama bad like
Michael. Can't really trust nobody with all this jewelry on. Yeah, between that and all the yodeling, it wasn't a productive day. You're right, Amber.
I was trying to decide yesterday, is Post Malone hot or not?
Strong no. Strong no.
You were very vocal about this yesterday.
He's not. He's interesting looking at best, but there is not one feature of his that I see as desirable.
But as a grown-up adult woman, you've got to factor in talent, humour.
Tell me your favourite Post Malone lyric. That's what I thought.
It doesn't matter. He's very good.
Is he?
And I can bop.
At what?
I'll bop along to, look. There are different factors that make up what I believe is attractiveness.
I agree with you there, 100%. I don't think Post Malone has any of those attributes, features.
I think we can all agree that his facial hair is maybe not the best.
The worst.
But beards aren't for everyone.
No, but that's not... That wispy... I don't even know what... His mustache is the worst. Everything about his facial hair. And every photograph... It's not even the same in every photo.
Yeah.
But it's always the worst.
It's an interesting face. He's got a lot of tattoos. He's very tall.
He's not very tall.
Well,
he's 6 foot.
He's a good tall.
He's taller than me.
Yeah.
Which is no achievement.
Look, I'm leaning towards, hot.
You are a crazy person. Like, that's how you... I'm not convinced you're a straight woman anymore.
He looks like a fun guy, which again is another factor into
that. You asked, is he hot or not? And he's not. He's a hideous. Every one of his pictures, his press shots, looks like it should be a mugshot.
He's interesting looking. I like the Post Malone's on the scene.
He lives in a one-bedroom apartment that's never been vacuumed. That's who Post Malone looks like.
Does look like his apartment would smell.
He smokes inside. That's what Post Malone looks like.
13, 12, 16. Is Post Malone hot or not?
Strong not. 13, 12, 16. Give us a call. I have no idea why we're doing this because it seems open shut to me.
No, that's just your opinion. It's not accurate or fact.
Is Post Malone hot or not? Not.
Yeah.
Fact.
Post Malone, loving this track. So I need to know what 13, 12, 16. He's a very interesting looking man, but I need to know.
Hideous beast person.
Is Post Malone hot or not? Rach, what do you reckon?
No, he looks like my brother.
Oh, well, maybe I would think your brother's hot.
Yeah, well, you do have horrible taste.
I
don't know your brother. I don't know why I'm having a shot at him. Well, so your brother has a gold grill and some horrible tattoos? Describe him to me.
No, he's just got really fugly facial hair.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Aww.
Yeah. No, it's fine. We're allowed to say fugly, I believe.
Yeah, I don't care, but yeah. It's just mean to Rachel's brother.
Well, I'm sure he had it coming at some point.
You're a savage, Rach.
Yeah, but you look at Post Malone and you think that is not an attractive human. I mean, just breaking down all his features, there's nothing attractive going on there.
What? Not at all. I especially hate the grills. They're so gross.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't mind me a husky guy.
Nothing wrong with that.
And he's funny as well. Like, he's got a lot of character. So, like, that is also appealing as well.
Amber, you're not convincing me.
Oh, damn.
As a guy that is skating by on a sense of humour in his relationship, I've still got to do a strong disagree.
Well,
no, I'm getting by on my good looks.
All right. Thanks for your call, Rach.
Thanks, guys.
Keep them coming through. Because I'm just not satisfied with the reaction that I've gotten yet. Sorry.
Imagine if Riz came home with a full gold grill.
I'd
You'd
be like,
point and
how
laugh.
The hell did you afford that?
He's like, it's not.
And it's probably time that we get joint bank accounts, mate. If you're rocking a gold grill, it's time for us to join our bank
account. I'm going to need to take half, and then you're going to have to go with that hideous gold grill.
13, 12, 16, is Post Malone hot or not? Now is your chance to admit that Post Malone is hot.
No one's going to do that.
If not, he's all mine.
No one's going to do that.
Would you rather?
Here are two very different scenarios.
You need to pick whichever one you please, oh.
The choice is yours, which one will it be, oh?
Would you rather?
Amber, would you rather send a tasteful nude to your brother?
Oh.
Or one special night with Donald Trump? Go.
I hate, you always bring Donald Trump into our delightful segment.
He's repulsive, so it makes it a really tricky choice. Tasteful nude to your brother, so it's not filthy. Come on.
Like, if you think that I want my brother seeing me like that and my brother would want to see me like that...
Then fine, go for the special night with Donald Trump. I've heard he's into golden showers.
Special night with Donald Trump. I mean, he could just fly me on a jet somewhere. Emma. That's a special night. No, Emma. No, you have not specified what special night means.
I think we both know what special night means, Amber. And this is my scenario.
Could mean anything that's slightly different to what I normally do.
Amber, you're getting some Trump in you, okay? Stop trying to beat around the bush. That's Trump's job.
This is just not good.
Send a tasteful nude to your brother. So picture your tasteful nude. Have you sent any tasteful nudes, Amber, or are they just filthy ones?
No, I don't send nudes.
Why? Or one... special night. No sleeping. Oh, no sleeping. You might go through a few different rooms in the White House. He's going to whiz up a storm.
Oh, God. I could...
What, you're down with that?
No.
It sounded like you were. Really sounded like you were.
I'm trying to work out what would happen after my special night with Donald Trump.
Oh, nothing. You just go back to...
He'd pay me out. Like, he would, like...
What, like some common hooker, Amber? Well, no.
It's better than my brother seeing
it's
my
It's just
my
the
bod.
Price of your brother not seeing your tasteful nude. I think my favourite part is the tasteful.
Tasteful nude.
Yeah. So it's artistic, you...
Okay.
There's even a little... You've had some airbrushing going on.
I don't want that.
It's tasteful.
If I were a model
and
I was in a magazine, you know, like I'd be probably...
Oh, no, he gets to see a bit.
No.
You're not covered.
This is the worst.
You can cover south of the equator.
So my boobs are out.
Girls are out.
No.
Which one? You got to pick one.
Donald Trump. I can't do it.
Amber loves Donald Trump. She wants to be weed on.
You're the worst.
Amber, I'd like to try out a new segment for you. Jeez, we've done that a few times recently.
Oh, no. You got an opener?
No, I got nothing. Oh. All I've got is a name, which I think is perfect for it.
Okay.
Tell him he's dreaming. All right?
Iconic.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. So basically, I love the buy-sell swap groups.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a garage sale every day, right at your desk.
Mm.
It's the best. And I love a garage sale, too.
Yeah, he doesn't.
But sometimes you see some things on there, and it might be, that's a ridiculous product.
Mm-hmm.
It might be...
Why are you selling that?
Yeah. Or, in this case, your price might be a little bit off, mate.
Okay.
Amber, you ever tried to sell any secondhand DVDs?
No.
It's hard work. It is really hard work. People have no desire to buy DVDs anymore.
Yeah.
Which is what surprised me when I saw this. In very good condition, season 11, parts 1, 2, and 10. So, not...
Whoa.
So not the whole season, the start.
Just the start and the end.
And the end. 4 episodes on each disc of Blue Heelers. $80.
What?
$80.
They think it's antique or something like that.
I think they're overestimating the demand for Blue Heelers episodes.
Considering it's not even like a full box set.
Look,
it's just... a couple of DVDs here and there.
I'm interested in the adventures of Maggie Doyle with the best of them. But season 11, part 1, 2, and 10? 12 episodes total for $80?
$80 is ridico.
And what do we say to them, Amber?
Tell them he's dreaming.
Tell him he's dreaming.
To the if that person is listening right now, like you are actually dreaming,
like,
right?
If you get $5 a DVD, you are doing well. And I mean that for anyone selling any DVD. Five bucks a DVD, you're doing well in 2018. $80 for 4?
No.
You're dreaming.
By now, Sunraysia, I'm sure you've heard of 11-year-old Mason Ramsey.
Yep. If you don't know his name, you'll know his work.
Yeah. He is the Walmart Yodel kid.
Well, I thought I would cry.
What a doll. He's so cute, so sweet.
I don't want him anywhere near me.
You're the worst.
I've had you singing that song for the last 48 hours in here.
Well, I like it.
Oh, I like it. I like this song from 1949.
So what?
Little Miss, I'm not sure it's in our demographic. Busting out some Hank Williams in the hit studio.
And thank God, Mason Ramsey's now a viral sensation and we can talk about Lovesick Blues by Hank Williams from 1942.
1949. My God.
So. No, yodeling is a very difficult skill to acquire.
I don't argue that at all.
So... 13, 12, 16.
Oh, here we go.
Can you yodel?
Can you yodel?
Yeah.
Because Amber can't.
I can't. You're right.
You've been singing constantly and trying. Also making sure you've got the microphone on when you do it.
I need you to hear me.
I've got ears!
One day, I'll be like a really good yodeler.
No,
and you'll
you
be like, I remember the infancy of Amber's yodeling career. So 13, 12, 16. This is serious, though. I want... someone in Sunraysia that can yodel, like actually yodel.
Do you reckon there's
maybe you just think you can.
There's a, yeah. 13, 12, 16, Amber Wheatland's on her mobile right now.
If you want to upset Billows, which, let's be honest, who doesn't?
It's going to be pretty hard to do because I'm already pretty jacked off.
And Cass and Dave and the team at Banjos have given us some Banjos Keep Cups.
Have they signed off on you attaching their product to the yodel competition?
I'll play the banjo for Banjos in Sunraysia. 13, 12, 16, you call me and yodel. Thank you, Sunraysia.
Someone called because Amber put the call out for someone who can yodel.
Everyone's talking about Walmart Yodel Kid. I have to capitalise.
None more than you.
We could have our very own yodeling kid somewhere in Sunraysia, and I'm on a mission to find him.
You're the worst. I hate you for bringing this to our show.
So, 13, 12, 16, if you think you could yodel, Vince joins us on the line now. G'day, mate.
Morning.
Vince, have you really called us to yodel right now?
Yep.
All right. Here's your platform. One time shot. Go for
it. I'm
going
to wee myself. I'm that excited.
Lord, I don't know what I do. All I do is sit and sigh. Oh, Lord, that last long did she say goodbye. Well, I thought I would try. Do me, do you. She's got that kind of loving. I'd love to hear when she call me sweet daddy.
Okay, we're going to cut you off now.
You started this, Amber.
No, I'm impressed. impressed. That took confidence.
Yes. Vince, how do you know all the words to that song?
You've got an annoying brother and sister that have the connection to YouTube.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You've seen Yodeling Kid a few times this week.
They've played it that much that you've learned the words?
Yep.
You're a champion. We've got a Banjo's Keep Cup for you. Thank you for calling through. And it's confidence, and I like your delivery. You're kind of pitchy. I'd keep working on it, but...
Don't.
It's a gold buzzer from me, mate.
Thanks.
No worries.
That's a one-time thing.
That's made my day. I was dubious about Vince when he called because to speak to, he sounds very timid, but the second he opened his mouth to yodel...
It didn't get my much
How dare you? Thanks for calling through, Vince, you champion.
Who hadn't noticed, make it all visibility like a creep or flight. Captain Dollar Bill. And